This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
You think you can get talking to like your college buddies, like staying in touch with people who are just like the average Joe? Do you think you can get perspective of them, or like a situation you're having trouble in business, or you're trying to figure something out, and their like idea or their like input in it? You think you could get like perspective from people not connected like that or on the outside that can help you become a better person or a better boss?
That's a great question. I actually easily do. I think it's audacious and ludicrous for somebody who has had professional success think that like somebody that like. My brain works a little bit different. I don't think success is defined by your bank account. You know how many miserable millionaires I know? Like, to me, I'm looking to be happy. And like, I have unlimited knowledge of people making less than 100K, making less than 50K that are happy. Like, I have buddies that I grew up with that are like pumped making 80K a year. Nice salary. It's a nice salary. I hate when people are like 80K. Like, the world's f***ed up. Like 80K, like if you live within your means, but like, by the way, 80K comes with a lot less pressure. Do you understand what my life is? I wake up, I go right to my phone. Offices in Singapore, offices in, you know, in Mexico City. I have 20 employees that are Ukrainian and Russian. Do you understand what I'm dealing with today?
Wow, yeah.
Like when you, like Diddy and Biggie, that whole more money, more problems, that's real shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, no, like yeah. I don't envy being like, I'm actually upset that I'm an alpha one. I'd rather be a number four.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm a firefighter. When I have to fill out the, you know, immigration forms when I go into other countries and they're like occupation, I literally write firefighter. Because when you're at the top of a big company, when you're out there the way I am, where everyone's gonna have opinions and feelings on you, you're just taking punches all day.
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant. Like, you walk into a dinner and your buddy Joe, who like is a policeman or
yeah,
like union, like, and you're yeah, like, you come in, you're all pissed off. You're obviously happy to see him, but you're like, he's like, what's the matter? You're like, well, I'm having a problem with Jerry. Like, he's not communicating with the sales team. This. And then he's like,
yeah,
oh,
I believe in yeah, that. I'm a little, the answer is yes, comma, for full transparency. I'm a cocoon guy. What I mean by that is when my up, I don't burden anybody else. I go to the lab. I stay in my head and I figure that shit out.
But by the same token, do you think that's contradictory to what you just said? Like, if you just gave him little pieces of info, Jerry might be like,
I don't
hey,
think it's
well,
contradictory because I think yeah, the answer is yes. And many times, even though I'm a cocoon, some shit slips out. Sometimes people give you, sometimes you don't ask people and they tell you. I'm picking up signals all the time. Look, there's a tremendous advantage I have. I came from the dirt. When you live in a studio apartment with seven family members in Queens and have no money, you're from the dirt.
Right.
And so I was happy in my childhood. And we had, so when you know that money isn't happiness because your childhood was built on you're happy as but you got nothing, well then you're set. Even the scenario you said, I don't really give a fuck. I don't get upset that much at business. It's not that important. Parents being ill scares the shit out of me. Friend being hurt scares the fuck out of me. Somebody being sick that I love scares the that he dies, forget it, travesty. I have a friend that I grew up with right now, hospice. It's f***ing up every hour. Losing $1 million, even when I had nothing, losing money, f***ing money. I'll take it. I'm trying to buy the Jets. I understand the contradiction. I'm playing my game, but I feel like an athlete. Like, I'm on the court. An entrepreneur, I'm on the f***ing court. I'm trying to drop 60 on your ass. But it's still a f***ing game.
No, it's, you know, a good perspective. Yeah, no.
It's why everything's easy for me.
Right.
Like, I want to win. I want to be the, honestly, on the record, on the MJT, I want to be the greatest entrepreneur of all time. I want, when everyone's wrapping it up and drinking beers at the retirement home at 90 and getting to entrepreneur talk in our age group watching this, I want them to be like Vaynerchuk. But it doesn't really matter. Like, I don't think I'm better than anybody because I'm good at business. Who gives a